With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. With a ceasefire in Iran still shaky, U.S. and Iranian negotiators are heading to Pakistan for high-level talks with Iranian officials. Speaking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews, President Trump says negotiations on Iran should include restrictions on nuclear development.
What would a good deal look like for you?
No nuclear weapon, number one. You know, I think it's already been regime change, but we never had that as a criteria. No nuclear weapon. That's 99% of it.
Spray the Hormuz as well.
Yeah, but that'll open up automatically. The answer is yes, but the strait will open up. If we just left, the strait's going to, otherwise they make no money.
In Islamabad, where the talks are to be held, security forces locked down key parts of the Pakistani capital, erecting barricades along routes from the airport to the city. The FAA has sanctioned the military use of lasers to shoot down drones over U.S. airspace.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the use of counter-drone lasers along the southern border of the U.S., agreeing with the Pentagon that they are safe. A demonstration last month at New Mexico's White Sands Missile Range convinced the FAA that they can be used safely, while U.S. Army Brigadier General Matt Ross says the agreement will allow the use of cutting-edge tools to protect against illicit drone use. Earlier this year, after anti-drone lasers were deployed, the agency shut down parts of Texas airspace twice, and the El Paso airport closed for hours. Jennifer King, Washington.
Artemis II's astronauts returned from the moon with a dramatic splashdown in the Pacific on Friday to close out humanity's first lunar voyage in more than a half century. A perfect bullseye splashdown, reported Mission Control's Rob Navius. This is SRN News. What do you listen to on Christian radio?
A wide-ranging study conducted by the Pew Research Center asked that question to the 45% of Americans who tune in religious programming regularly. According to Pew, 37% of them listen primarily to music, while 30% focus on sermons and religious services. 18% say they would rather tune in for religious talk shows, and the rest prefer Christian audio dramas. White evangelical Protestants and black Protestants listen to the most Christian radio. Michael Harrington reporting.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but experts say if that's true, then there needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are more likely than the young to have one. This is SRN News. An inmate on Texas's death row for nearly a half century has his sentence overturned.
70-year-old Clarence Curtis Jordan was convicted in 1978 of murdering a Houston grocer. He is intellectually disabled and was found incompetent for execution. For almost four decades, Jordan did not have an attorney to advocate for him. But in 2024, he was appointed an attorney as news emerged that there were numerous delayed criminal appeals in Harris County. Following his new legal advocacy, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals vacated his death sentence, but Jordan's conviction remains. His case has been sent back to Harris County for a new punishment proceeding. I'm Mike Hemp.
President Trump's plan for a new triumphal arch in the Capitol include a towering winged figure with a Lady Liberty-like torch and crown, flanked by two eagles. More details at SRNNews.com.